Jeff Martin is the former lead singer and guitarist for multi-platinum Canadian powerhouse, The Tea Party. In October of last year, Martin left The Tea Party to pursue a solo career, and in April, proceeded to release his debut album, Exile and the Kingdom. On Thursday, Jeff was in Montreal to wrap up his current Canadian tour with a show at Café Campus. I met with him after soundcheck. Jeff, it's been a year since the breakup of the Tea Party. Do you have any regrets?
No.
No? Okay. You moved to Ireland last year, and you've credited the new residents with influencing the music on the
yes.
new album.
Yeah.
And is it just the place itself, or is it the local music scene, or both?
It's the spirit that exists in the place that has influenced me more than anything. I mean, there's incredible musicians everywhere. Especially in the locale that I live in, but more so than that, it's the people and the warmth that they've shown me and my family there. And I've said before in other interviews that there is a palatable, you know, magic that does exist in this area that I live in, and probably would be directly responsible for a renewal of, spiritual self-discovery again, you know?
Okay. About local musicians, because people are wondering what you're up to. Is there any possibility of you producing Irish artists or guesting?
There's more of a possibility of me doing some work in Australia, okay. you know, than there would be in Ireland. But I mean, it's early days for me still in Ireland. I'm about to do a showcase on December 12th for something called the Ruby Works Sessions, which is kind of like Ireland's version of John Peel. Okay. So I'm doing it's that's going to be my introduction into the Irish scene, you know. And so maybe once people find out in Ireland what my history was and things like that, you know, maybe I'll start getting the phone calls from Irish rock bands. But in the meantime, I'm quite happy to just remain a hermit.
And if we talk about Exile in the Kingdom, your album, the highlight of the album is probably The Kingdom, the song.
Mm-hmm.
The song is different from the Jeff Martin of past in its light and optimism. Yet when you were writing the record, you were going through a difficult time with the breakup of the Tea Party. So you could have easily written an angry record, but you didn't. So what was different this time?
Just, you know, just trying to become a better human being, you know. And I think the birth of my son has a lot to do with that journey. And so, you know, compassion and, you know, to a certain extent, you know, forgiveness is, you know, the keys. Right, the keys to the kingdom. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, yes, there was a lot of personal shit that went on, you know, like with the breakup of the Tea Party. But at the end of the day, and when I look back at it, it was going to happen eventually, anyways, like in quite soon. Whether or not it was personal things between the three of us, or whether it was artistic, but it was going to happen. It had traveled its road, and it was over. You know, and it was just, you know, I made the decision first before, you know, the other two did, so.
Okay. It might be too early to talk about a follow-up, but people are wondering.
Uh-huh.
They are. And you're known, well, you've got a reputation, actually, of split personality in terms of your music. You know, you've got The Edges of a Twilight, which is a hybrid of rock music, acoustic music. Mm. Exile in the Kingdom, it's an acoustically driven rock record.
Mm.
So people are sort of wondering, where will you take it next?
Well, definitely it's going to be more towards acoustic music because I'm finding that, especially even the shows that Ritesh and I are playing just on our own, or the shows that I've played with the Toronto Tabla Ensemble, in playing more acoustic instruments and bringing the world music instruments back into the forefront, it's challenging my musicianship again and my artistry, and that's what's making music exciting for me again, you know? I mean, I hope that there's there'll come a day that, you know, strapping on a Les Paul and slamming it through a matchless amplifier might, you know, get my rocks off. But, you know, for the time being, you know, that's not really where my soul and my spirit lies. So I think you'll see that the next Jeff Martin record will be acoustic music driven by world music beats.
Nice. World is Calling was a first for you on the solo album, was the first political song that was blatant and political.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have more of that possible, like coming up as a possibility?
I don't know, because I think I mean, I like anyone, I have many opinions, but I was just motivated, actually, by anger, you know, to write that song and its frustration, you know, over what was going on. But I think that, you know, where my strengths lie as a musician, as an artist, is more into the, it's poetically speaking, more into the research as far as the human psyche is concerned and the spiritual side of things. So I'll let Bono take that mantle and, you know, wax political everywhere. And I'll just keep on doing what I do, and hopefully people still like it. So.
As far as the album, a live album is concerned, the Tea Party, it took 15 years to not release an album, a live album.
Yeah.
You, it took you a year. You've got a live album out right now from your sold out tour of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concert in Brisbane. So what amounts for the change? Is that the independent record company or?
It's just that I'm no longer, you know, constrained by, you know, the machine, you know, that was the Tea Party. So, mm-hmm. Pretty much now, I'm just going to keep doing what I want to do. And, you know, I knew that there was a desire, you know, there was a want for that type of medium to come out. And judging by the success of it, you know, we hedged our bets correctly. So it's wonderful, you know, it was a great thing. And there was a lot of joy on that record too, you know. I mean, I think people can hear how much of a good time we're having, you know. So it was good.
Good. Actually, just talking about independent label, you've made the switch from a major label to an independent label.
Yeah.
Do you feel any advantages from that?
Well, I mean, I don't have the pressure anymore of, you know, coming up with the commercial hits in order to keep the machine going, mm-hmm. you know? So, there'll be no more writings on the wall and stuff like that, you know? I mean, I'm proud of all that stuff from the past, but at the same time, it was just a pain in the ass to go through. And, I'm at a stage now in my career and, you know, in my life where I'm, you know, thankfully, you know, and fortunately successful enough that I don't have to do that anymore. I can just do what I want to do when I want to do it mm-hmm. and, you know, and enjoy, you know, a good quality of life now, you know, and that's then through my music and through my family. So that's kind of where I'm headed.
I just want to get your opinion on sort of non-traditional marketing. You've got, you know, the YouTubes, the MySpaces on the internet. Interviews like this one, it just gets like passed around on the web to your fans directly. Do you see that as a positive thing? Like all that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I see it a much more positive way because like, you know, especially dealing with when I was with the Tea Party and dealing with, you know, the major newspapers and the media outlets like that. I mean, things get edited, you know, and things get misconstrued, you know, and certainly in my case, God damn, did they get misconstrued? You know, so the thing is like, yeah, I appreciate this much more now because it's direct, you know, unedited, you know, and honest. That is one advantage of the accessibility, you know, that comes from, you know, the cyber world now, you know. Still not quite too happy with, you know, people buying a record and then, you know, making copies of it, 10 or 12 copies for their friends when, you know, I've got a family to feed. You know, so, you know, that still needs to be addressed, you know.
Yeah.
But access to information is a different thing altogether.
How did your Canadian tour go, and when can we see you back in Montreal?
This Canadian tour with Ritesh, the acoustic duo thing that we've done, and then the two shows of the Glenn Gould were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Saturday night, so the second night at the Glenn Gould, we had the CBC record it. And I took it into Q Studios, Donald Kwan Studios in Toronto on the Monday following, just to test it out and see how it would sound in 5.1 surround sound. Because we also filmed it that night. We had a 4-camera shoot. So what we're planning, to answer your question about coming back to Canada, would be a full-on Jeff Martin and the Toronto Tableau Ensemble tour right across Canada. And we would be doing that in support of a live DVD that would be released.
For more information on Jeff Martin and to order his just-released live album, visit www.jeff-martin.net. www.jeff-martin.net. Dmitry Marine for CKUT.